This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a delegation of foreign ministers of Arab countries, the Secretary General of the League of Arab States and heads of Arab delegations who are in New Delhi for the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting. During the meeting, the Prime Minister highlighted the deep and historic people-to-people ties between India and the Arab world, which have continued to inspire and strengthen the relations over the years. Mr. Modi outlined his vision for the India-Arab partnership in the years ahead. He reaffirmed India's commitment to further deepen cooperation in trade and investment, energy, technology, healthcare, and other priority areas for the mutual benefit of the people of the countries. Meanwhile, the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting is being held in New Delhi. The meeting is co-chaired by India and the UAE Foreign Ministers of Arab League Member States and Arab League Secretary General. They're participating in the meeting. This is the first India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting to be hosted by India in New Delhi. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in Lok Sabha tomorrow. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in Rajya Sabha. This will be the ninth consecutive budget presentation by Ms. Sitharaman since assuming office in 2019.
Union Budget 2026-27.
Listen to Akashvani News for a special day-long live program on Union Budget.
For an in-depth analysis by experts.
Special budget bulletins.
People's reaction on the budget and exclusive interviews.
Tune into Akashvani FM Gold Channel and other frequencies.
Also available on our mobile app, News on AIR.
YouTube channel, News on AIR Official and OTT platform, Waves.
From 10:10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday, 1st of February.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that the West Bengal government is strengthening the Matua and Namshudra community. Addressing a workers' conference at Anandpuri playground in Bairakpur in North 24 Parganas, he said the Matua and Namshudra communities have no reason to be afraid. He stated that no matter how much the state government opposes the SIR process, it will continue in the state.
घुसपैठियों को खुश करने के लिए ममता बनर्जी और तृणमूल कांग्रेस
Mamata Banerjee and the Trinamool Congress are opposing Vande Mataram. Mamata ji, let me tell you that by opposing Vande Mataram, you are not opposing Narendra Modi ji. By opposing Vande Mataram, you are opposing Bengal's insolence and India's self-respect.
Bharat ke swabhiman ka virodh kar rahi hai.
The Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council has accused the government of grossly underreporting communal violence, claiming at least 522 incidents occurred across the country in 2025, far higher than the 71 acknowledged officially, raising serious concerns ahead of the February 12 parliamentary election. In men's cricket, India will take on New Zealand in the fifth and final T20 International at Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over the inclusion of Patna Bird Sanctuary in Eta, Uttar Pradesh and Charidhand in Kutch, Gujarat in the list of Ramsar sites. In a social media post, Mr. Modi congratulated local citizens of these districts. Rajya Sabha MP Sunetra Pawar was unanimously elected as the leader of the NCP Legislature Party today during a meeting of the party's legislature wing held at the office of late Ajit Pawar in the Vidhan Bhavan complex in South Mumbai. This comes after the sudden demise of her husband and Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar in a plane crash earlier this week. Sunetra Pawar's name was proposed by senior NCP leader Dilip Walse Patil and seconded by Food and Civil Supplies Minister Chagan Bhujpal. The 39th Suraj Kund International Self-Reliant Crafts Festival began at Suraj Kund today. The fair, with a theme local to global, Atmanirbhar Bharat, was inaugurated by Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.